I'm Eric Allen for KLCC, continuing our year-end state-of-the-art series in which we're pausing to gather thoughts from cultural leaders about the strengths and challenges within our local arts scene and what we can do to improve it in 2016. With me to explore how university programming and resources are a part of that is Erin Reagan Foer, Director of Communications for the University of Oregon School of Music and Dance. Nice to see you, Erin.
Hi, Eric.
Well, you see the region's arts and culture from within the university. How do you think that changes your view of the Valley's artistic strengths and challenges?
You know, it's an interesting perspective, Eric, I think, because folks like me who have jobs from within the university system but also have a foot in the arts world, we're both trying to treat our institutions like external, self-sufficient arts companies. But at the same time, we're also operating within that larger pond of the university. So in the School of Music and Dance's position, we're both trying to attract people for concerts. But at the same time, we're also offering collegiate level through the doctoral level arts education. So we're trying to operate in two modes simultaneously. And I think sometimes that's where some of the tension comes from in my job.
One of the ways that you bridge that tension and interact with the community is through partnerships. Talk about how important the partnerships are beyond the university walls in bringing your programming together.
One of the things that we're really proud of at the U of O School of Music and Dance is that so many arts organizations here in the Willamette Valley have sort of sprung from the School of Music and Dance or are staffed by folks who are graduates of the School of Music and Dance. A fair number of Eugene Symphony players, for example, are U of O faculty or students. We also have ties through various alumni to the Oregon Bach Festival, the Mozart Players, the Symphony, the Ballet, Danceability, Ballet Fantastique, Eugene Opera. The list goes on and on. Some of our faculty got together and created Orchestra Next, which is a real mover and shaker on the scene now. I'm most recently working on the Nutcracker.
What would you like to see in terms of deepening those partnerships in 2016?
I think that the main thing that, first of all, I should say the partnerships are strong as they are. We share marketing resources with the Symphony, with various dance companies, with the Mozart Players. So those conversations are already happening. One thing I would like to see is more, obviously, audience crossover. I'm always surprised when people tell me something like, you work for the University of Oregon. I should get over there sometime. I haven't been there in, a decade. I'm always shocked by that. I'm also shocked when people say to me, there's nothing to do in Eugene. We have a real wealth of arts organizations in this town, both on campus and off, museums, theater companies, music concerts, dance concerts. I'm always surprised that people don't spend more time on campus engaging in that, especially because the price is often incredibly small or free in the environment. You can't beat the U of O campus,
There is that perceived divide between the town and the university, and to some degree it's real, and to some degree it's probably perception. How can we better bridge that divide that sometimes divides?
I think people sometimes feel a little intimidated to come on campus if they don't have any tie to the university. They feel that they're somehow trespassing. And I think that the thing to remember is it's an open campus. It's an urban campus, and people are invited to walk around the campus. We invite people to Bell Concert Hall and to the Daugherty Dance Theater to see our performances. Those are both public buildings, and we invite the public.
All you have to do is find parking.
That's right. Yes, but this city has a rapidly growing transit system. Let's not forget that.
There is that as well. How can the arts contribute to the other disciplines academically?
I think that just as it's important for people from off campus to come onto campus and explore the arts scene, it's also important for people from different departments, faculty, staff, and students, to engage with other departments. Roughly 1 in 4 U of O students has a musical experience at the U of O through our school. Even if they're not a major, they're a minor, or they're taking, a general education distro requirement or something in the music school. I would like to see that increased. I would like to see more U of O students take advantage of the music facilities, our 40 performing ensembles that are open to non-majors. I'd like to see more interplay between U of O departments as well.
And what do you think we can all best do in 2016 to strengthen the music, arts, and culture scene here locally?
I think it's just about getting out of your comfort zone. If you are a person who regularly attends Eugene Ballet, check out Eugene Opera. If you're a person who regularly attends the Mozart Players, go check out the Symphony, et cetera, et cetera. There's no reason to feel pigeonholed. There's no reason to feel like you have to put your arts dollar and your arts time towards just one organization. We welcome people to campus, and we hope that they'll check out what we have to offer.
Well, thank you so much for your role in bringing all the music, arts, and culture to us and for coming here this morning.
Thanks very much, Eric.
Aaron Reagan Foer, Director of Communications for the University of Oregon School of Music and Dance, part of our year-end look at the state of the arts locally before another year of rich and varied cultural offerings begins. For more on the UO's arts programming, music.uoregon.edu, and to listen to the complete state of the arts interviews, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.